Hey Ian, how's it going?
Doing all right. How are you, Mallory?
Same. Sounded like your upgrade went well this morning.
Yeah, it was fine. They just have the four tenants, so it's pretty quick for them.
Yeah. Is that the last of the those upgrades?
I think I got one more. Yeah, IPLC on Tuesday next week.
Okay, cool. Hey, Jason.
Hello.
is going on? Sorry, I upgraded my computer and now I don't know where anything is. And
I swear they just moved stuff for the sake of it at some point.
not giving me like a preview of what I'm about to share, so I probably set off that some setting that I shouldn't have. Okay, I'm gonna have to come right back. Sorry. Okay. We all seeing this time. Wait, are you guys there? Can you hear me?
I can hear
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, maybe Zoom really took a dive and okay. We are trying to get a release ready for Trove Test, ideally so that they can test the final changes and approve a production upgrade and so that we can move on with everything else that we need to be working on. The current two big issues are the slowness around cancellations, which Giannis was working on, and I talked to Jakob this morning. He said he was going to try to sync up with him to find out what was going on. The weird thing is that Jakob put in a fix on Friday that would make cancellations more snappy when it was just a straight up cancellation, and that was working fine yesterday, but reject conditions wasn't working efficiently or appropriately. And then Giannis put in a fix for this, and now the opposite is true. I feel like I'm losing my mind slowly. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with this. I'm waiting to hear from Jakob, but hopefully we can sort that out. So that's one of the this is probably the main blockers, just that the cancellations aren't very snappy right now. And then Kurt, the other thing that is fun is the revised request not working for copy request, which I think we'd have to sort out before we also put this change through.
Yeah, I'm currently working on that one, trying to figure out what's going on. I pulled some logs, I'm looking them over. Hopefully, I can figure out what's happening. It's odd because I have integration tests in the standard workflow that tests to make sure that we can do this with both loan and copy. And I'm wondering if it's something to do with the broker interactions or whatever that's causing it not to work. But hoping to find out what's causing the discrepancy.
Yeah, I was curious about that because The weird thing is that the broker log was like not finding any suppliers on the second time, and it wasn't finding like it's showing like Sydney and Melbourne as like false matches, which is kind of bizarre because they are matches on the original request. So it does feel like maybe there's something broker related going on here, but I'm not 100% sure, obviously, but
I'll let you know though once I can zero in on something.
okay, thank you. Yeah, so I think those are the two release blockers. Ian, I'm hoping that we can get Trove test upgraded soon, because they're hoping to schedule a production upgrade, ideally, I think next week, because their main support person is going on like a 2 week vacation starting October 6th, and she was like, a lot of the issues that get reported will be resolved by the stuff that's on Trove test right now. So they're just hoping that we can get this out.
Right,
So
we're still waiting though, right? For some fixes.
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I think there's just two, hopefully just two tickets that are kind of currently in the way. But I think that we're pretty close, but I've been saying that for like 2 weeks, so yeah. But yeah, we're still waiting. And Kurt, I know that a lot of these we were kind of gonna have to wait until prod was upgraded to this is done. That's working great. To ch test these out, but is there any other updates you have or anything that you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. Not with these.
Okay. So it looks like I might need to. I think I finally got the power to create the new sprint, so I might be able to get this updated so we don't have this long list of things in our done columns. I'll try to look at that today. But anyway, Jason, how are things going?
So Ramson for ZFL is what I was looking at, or well, Ramson's for the UI in general, but motivated by ZFL. And that actually turns out to be about as convenient as it can be, and I am pleasantly surprised. So that
That's
seems to
great.
be pretty good news. Yeah, you can just change the versions in the platform. It didn't involve a major version change for Stripes, and so you don't even need to modify, say, UIRS or whatever. It's just the platform. And I tossed in the new version of users and stuff, and the bundle built fine, seems to run. I looked through a lot of the errors it was yelling about. Some of it was due to a new thing in Stripes where they turned on strict mode. But they have an option to turn that off. So I turned that off after looking at the errors to see if any of them were ones we could fix. And I did find, say, three little things that I could address some of the noise in the JavaScript console with, but I'm not going to merge that change to UIRS until we freeze the release. Although I guess maybe we have frozen the release as far as the UI is concerned, haven't we? I don't know if we've branched or tagged or whatever.
So what is the next step on this? Or like what it's in QA review, or in review. Is this what you're saying? Like Ian needs to tag this and include this
No,
in?
well, so this is sitting on a branch because I'm not sure I wanted to talk about what we're going to do with it next. So I've made some changes to a branch of Platform RS. But I wonder where I should. I guess I can change the. We don't even. I think we use Platform Trove for dev as well.
Yeah.
So our. It's not going to mess with our. I'm just changing the platform. That's not going to mess with the Trove release. So I could change the main branch of Platform, and that would be fine for Cardinal. So I guess I can merge that.
Yeah.
But that's not going to help ZFL any. Or
Yeah.
will it? Actually, no, isn't SLMP 1 and 2 or something built off the main branch?
Those
I'm
are
always
on the
confused.
main branch, and then I guess David, I will probably want to merge that into the 18 branch because that's what they're gonna be using, I guess.
Right, and so I tested it with SLNP 3 and 4. So I've tested it with older stuff on the back end, but I haven't tried playing with the 18 branch of the UI and the new changes to the platform. So I guess I could try that locally to see if that kicks up anything. It might, because that actually might be a major version change. I can't remember when we put in the change. Like, I don't suppose you happen to know if the UI for Reshare 118 has Kazmelia packages.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then yeah, it might just work.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe I should take that for a spin, because it's probably more convenient for me to do that than for him. So I will do that, and then I will report back on the issue. And then should I at that point suggest that he maybe deploy that somewhere?
Yeah, if you can test it and it's convenient, that's great. And then ping David and I and I think he'll probably handle it, but I'll help if there's if there's any issue or whatever, if he has questions.
All right. Will do.
Cool. Thank
Otherwise, I
you.
saw there were a couple other ZFL issues that were in the kind of queue of stuff to pick up if you run out of other stuff. And so I picked those up and started looking. And this was one where one of the filters seemingly for ZFL was limited to 100. And I checked and it looked like it was fetching 1,000 from what I could tell. And so I hadn't quite made convinced myself entirely that that is for sure what they were talking about. So I have to finish doing that. And then I have to look on the 118 branch to see if somehow that was actually something we had just recently changed.
Yeah, if I recall, this is hard to reproduce, or I feel like Tara told me that there were some challenges with this, but hopefully it sounds like you were seeing like it actually pulling 1,000, so hopefully that's good. But anyway, if you need anything, I think that Deborah's around today, and I think Tara is kind of unavailable for Wolfcon, so but we can try to help with this QA too, or whatever
Okay.
you need.
But that's actually that you already just helped, because I was foolishly thinking, oh, it's clearly fixed here because it says limit equals 1,000 or something. But everything has a different way of saying it. So maybe the bug isn't that it doesn't say it. The bug is that it uses the wrong get parameter. So that's something else to check.
Cool. I'm glad my not knowing what's going on is helpful sometimes.
It's tricky because none of our test environments even has over 100 records. So I don't know if we can get. I was gonna check with Deborah to see if we can get access to at least just make a few like requests against the environments that we're seeing it in, where we can actually see the results, and maybe just look at the what we're getting back from the back end when we send the queries. I don't know.
Well, this is the database. Sorry, this is locations. I'm not sure where database came in. This is locations, I think. So it's not requests that it's having a limit. It's like filtering by location. The filter only shows 100. But I will continue looking at it. I just started that towards the end of the day, so I
Okay.
don't feel like I've exhausted all the possibilities just yet.
Cool. Well,
Okay.
if you need to like look at an actual environment, Deborah can probably help you with that.
Excellent. Thanks. Yeah, and Hopefully it she's, won't come to that.
yeah, she's only here today and tomorrow, as a reminder that for the week, her last day is next Tuesday. I'm not ready.
That's too soon.
Yeah. Okay. Ian. Besides waiting for a release, how are things going?
Good. I'm wondering about 210 over there, these requests to be resynced. What do you want to do about that?
Yeah. This is waiting on me because they said that it worked. And so I
Okay.
need to get a list of requests for you to make similar changes on.
If you
I
want,
they
just
won't go
sorry.
ahead.
I was w wondering if there's like criteria you can give me. I may be able to generate a list of those requests and give it to you for review, but I'm not sure
Okay.
if there's good enough criteria, but if you write them down, maybe I can do some kind of query or whatever.
Yeah,
A lot of tenants to just go through and look around, right?
right. Like, I yeah. If we can do it somehow, with a lookup, that would be great. Yeah. But I don't really want to wait for them to report these trickle by trickle either. So, but yeah, this is kind of on me. They did let me know that it appeared to work. They were able to proceed after you made that change. So,
Okay.
that's that. I also had a, well, this decommissioning inactive Trove tenants, I think that this will kind of is tied to some cleanup that we're trying to clean out all of those reshare tenants that they switched to being an ISO user. So I wouldn't want to necessarily work on this until that was ready, until those like 14 tenants were ready. So
Okay,
yeah,
so
I
maybe
don't.
we should move it to the next sprint then,
Yeah.
the cleanup one.
Can I do that, or will it mess up
You can do
Wayne?
that if you want.
Okay. Yeah,
Oh yeah, you
so
gotta look for the current one and then do one later.
yeah, we'll sign it to that one. I don't know if we'll be ready by here either, but we can always move it again.
And is that the same for this? But we can do this one now-ish or no?
If I could get my act together, we could do this now-ish. This is in the I oh this is in IL dev.
Yeah. Well, we can leave it
Yeah.
here then, and just roll it if it's not ready. That's fine.
I have two like other tickets that aren't showing up here for you. One is a redeploy. If you can do these two tenants that had a name change, that'd be great.
Oh yeah,
This is a
the
sub
support.
tickets.
Yeah. Do you mind just copying that link and dropping it somewhere, DM it to me or put it in the chat or whatever.
Okay.
Look it up too.
Yeah, I just put it in our direct Slack
Okay,
chat.
great. I'll
And
take care
then,
of it today.
thank you. The only other thing is, I just want to let you know that there's another new tenant to create, but it's not due until October 1st, so it doesn't have to be done in this. I actually put it in your next sprint anyway, but I just wanted to make sure you saw it so that it's
Yeah,
like.
I did see that. Yeah, I just didn't do anything because it's in the next sprint, but it's if it needs to be done now, that's fine. Otherwise, I'll just handle it when it comes up on the
Yep,
board.
nope. Yeah, I think that's good. It doesn't need to be done now. I'm trying to think if I have anything else to ask you about. Don't know. Do you have any other questions or updates or anything non-trovy that you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I guess that's it. Jakob's out this week, but he is kind of around, and he's in our time zone more or less. So if we have any questions for him, we can probably try to get some feedback from him.
Where is he? He's vacationing somewhere.
No, he's at WolfCon.
No,
He's
he's
in.
at the WolfCon. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the lovely state of Missouri. So, yeah, he seemed good when I talked to him this morning. He's said he got in like Sunday night, so he has already adjusted a little bit. Okay. Anyway, if anyone has anything else or doesn't have anything else, I guess we can go and we can just keep at what we already discussed. So
Oh, I could maybe use something else to do, although there was something else I was going to mention that I might go and do.
okay.
What I might go and do is finally merge the dev environment that Kurt and I have been using. I was a little concerned that it would mess with CI, but that branch gets little green check marks, so I'm pretty sure that means CI manages to run the integration tests, and so that's probably fine.
I think so.
Because, yeah, basically what it was is that I have something in there for in the application YAML or whatever for where it's looking for stuff, and it's like thinking the directory is going to be on some IP address that's very specific to Docker Compose versus then some host name that's very specific to the Kubernetes config that I'm using with K3D and its defaults. So we're not using, actually, I think it was Vagrant anyways, but I think the IP it has is somehow the same as the one used in Docker Compose. At any rate, it seemed like it might interfere with CI, so I didn't even bother. But yeah, since that check mark is showing up on that branch, probably is fine. And that would be just nice to merge because Kurt and I are actually using that. And it might even be worth at some point taking a little bit and trying to pull in the, I'm not even remembering at this moment what the little YAML files are called, but the ones for the Kubernetes environment pertaining to the containers for, I guess, pods or something, for Ramstein's modules, so that we can start using Ramstein's kind of end to end, as that's probably the direction we're going with things. Do we have a sense of, so yeah, ZFL has this urgency to upgrade to Ramstein's, but is there a general sense that we're going to want to run all of ReShare on Ramstein sooner rather than later? Like when we upgrade, say, Palissy to 119, Is that going to be a 119 where the folio bits are ramson flavored?
Yeah, I think I would prefer, if it's ready to go, I think I would prefer to just keep it rolling rather than hang around on quinceañera or whatever. But I mean, it's not urgent or anything like that.
What version of folio stuff is our extremely durable 117 deployment running?
That's the Q version, is it not?
Yeah, I think so.
That is already upgraded. Okay.
Yeah.
Would I be
And
able
that,
to tell that from here?
only if you match up the modules to which thing. Look at, I guess users is,
Oh.
19 is 19. Let me find.
In 9, right?
Don't hold your breath. I gotta dig around to figure it out. But
Oh,
yeah, it's
okay.
so
Yeah.
fiddly.
We never put the flower name on anything, so you have to figure it out from random version. It's so obnoxious. The whole thing is silly.
I think Ian's right though. I'm pretty sure we had to do, or that we, I think the basis is Caesenalia because Trove, the reason we could do the RTR like session timeout was because they were using that Q version. I know that they're on a different version than everyone else, but I think we had already moved everyone to the Q version, but I could be misremembering. But yeah, I think doing whatever that cleanup that you want to do or getting your environments settled in is makes sense. Especially since we're not like, unless Kurt needs help with something, I think that's a fine thing
Okay.
to focus on.
Otherwise, in that general vein, are we, so since this is basically us firming up 119 for Trove purposes, we're like almost there finally. Does that mean the next step is starting to test 119 with the usual PALSY type workflow for PALSY and IPLC and whoever else, I guess, Minitex, with the eventual aspiration of, like, now that we've got the feature work done, that we can firm this up and make like a real solid 119 release, I guess, with Ramsons that we can roll out broadly.
I am not sure. I think that this probably would warrant Jakob's input, but I think are you saying that we would need to like upgrade the 117 tenants to a version of 119 that still had moderS but all of the new features that we deployed for Trove? Because I'm kind of thinking that the next upgrade for like the PALSY and IPLCs will be involve having the broker.
Oh wow. Yeah, no,
I mean, I.
I was thinking that we would, yeah, no, that would be news to me. I don't, so basically I'm a little more pessimistic than Jakob in our ability to replace moderS that completely that soon. And I really
Yeah.
don't think we should be trying to run separate versions of moderS for that long. Because basically, if someone wants to change something, that the code bases have diverged kind of far. So we might have to kind of like make two versions of it, one for the 117 branch and one for the 119. And so it's almost like if we go down that road, I'm afraid it's going to be like we have a Trove fork of the moderS code, and that seems unappealing to me. And I'm pretty sure we've tried pretty hard to maintain the existing functionality and not break it. So it would be nice to take that the rest of the way and prove that out and ensure that, yeah, 119 actually doesn't break anything as far as we can tell, and move towards upgrading everybody else to that so that we don't have to.
Yeah, and that might be what Jakob has in mind. I just like I'm not sure. I haven't gotten very
Well,
clear
we're not going to do
on
the upgrade before he gets back, but I'm suggesting that like maybe we can start just getting east and west fully functional, and then trying to do the usual workflows to see if things still flow on 119, because we haven't really done much testing at all of a
Right.
directory-based workflow because we've been so focused on Trove. So it would be nice to kind of validate that. And that might come up with some fairly straightforward things that are broken that we can fix so that we can get a head start on
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it would make sense to also get those environments cleaned up a little bit, or rebuilt. I'm not really sure what we're gonna do, Ian.
Well, I
but
would actually suggest rebuilding them on 117 if you're going to rebuild them, because part of what's nice about those environments is we can see what it's like to upgrade them and catch.
yeah, I think that'll be like an important component to, because we need to be able to like see what would happen for Palsy and those guys. So
And do we have, I believe Palsy and I think some others have like a staging environment? Like it wouldn't just be, okay, we're testing on east, west, north, south, and now we're doing it in production. Like, isn't there something kind of like Trove test where it's sort of between production and,
no.
oh, really? I thought there was. I thought we had like at least a staging environment policy.
What I'll do
You sure?
is before a big upgrade, I'll clone one of the production ones and then I can run the upgrade there. Problem we have is that with Trove, it's easier because the broker to make a test environment that works, because that's what the integration point is with the broker. But with everything else, in order to, in order to have a Palsy thing, you need to clobber all the
Yeah.
everything. So it becomes not entirely useful because you
Well, like
can't.
I say though, am I just hallucinating this? Do I have this entire false memory coming from somewhere where Palsy, or maybe it wasn't Palsy, but like one of the other reshare customers that was fairly early had a staging environment set up to use the staging environment for their ILS even. Like they had a separate ILS situation where they could test things they're messing with on that end. And so they extended that to reshare.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's one that has that. It's not the same as having a
It's not the
staging.
whole consortium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lehigh has like a test folio that, and I think we had some of their test data in the viewfind for Cardinal or something. So maybe that's what you're
Maybe that's what
thinking
I'm
about
thinking
with
of.
Palsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wasn't aware of a Lehigh test reshare tenant, but I might, I haven't been here that long, so maybe I just don't remember it, but.
Or maybe we'd never, we had that momentarily, but that hasn't been something we've been kind of keeping up as an ongoing thing. And if that was just the beginning, I don't know. That was a while ago. It all kind of blurs. But yeah. So I think it's useful to mention or start thinking about some of that stuff. I also wonder if maybe ZFL might be first.
The first to get 119.
Yeah, because it's closer in 118 and they use less of it. So, and yeah, I don't know. And they're very keen on Ramsden, so maybe.
Yeah, that it might make logical sense to do them first because
So
they
it'll
have
depend
some.
what I find today. in terms of, oh, it looks like actually the UI for whatever reason won't cleanly go to Ramsden's on 118 the way it does in 119. So that might be all the more motivation for them.
And that's what you're going to do for this 185 ticket
I don't know
is,
what the number is, but yeah, that's what I was planning to do next. Yeah.
okay. Okay, well, I like your forward thinkingness. That's good. We'll hopefully get there soon.
So yeah, maybe it's part of testing that we can make sure that the SLNP environments make sense. Because I guess I don't know, it seemed like one and two had sort of gotten somehow broken, but maybe they're better now. And so I was mainly looking at three and four, but I think that's the ones that are built off some kind of actual release-ish artifacts or pre-release artifacts. Whereas one and two are the ones that are off the main branch. And so I guess, yeah, they're not that
That's
relevant
right.
anyways because they're on 119. And so we're not sure how 119 plays with ZFL, but that might also be useful to look at then. So yeah, maybe we should just in general start looking at, hey, does 119 work for both ZFL on the one and two and the others on east and west with an eye towards. Let's start moving in a direction where it's not all that messed up. Also, if we do need to make changes for that would maybe be good to validate with Trove. Like if they find something on test, once we've got this release finally out to them on test and we're fixing that, and in the interim we have found something on east, west, whatever else that needs to change. That maybe that can be worked into the kind of second round of testing so that it all gets out to prod so we don't have to make another whole round of everything on its way to prod. I don't know. I'm sorry. I might be rambling a bit at this point, but something to think about anyway.
I have some release acceptance testing like documents that Deborah has created, and it'd probably be good to start working through those in the various environments and make sure that everything is behaving. So at least I have something to work from for that testing.
Yeah, so it probably won't even need to be that fine-grained because it has been quite some time and there have been quite some changes, some of which were made kind of hastily. So I would be surprised if there weren't some like pretty glaring issues on both of those environments. But yeah.
I'm sure we're gonna find some nice surprises.
Well, we got that to look forward to. Well, I guess we'll probably get at it. Sorry, I'm dragging this out.
All right, well, let me know if anyone needs anything. I have two WolfCon presentations this week that I'm doing from remotely, but so I'm kind of focused on that right now. But I'm also happy to test anything once we're closer to putting out a release. And so, but that's just generally what I'm up to. So wanted to let you guys know.
Well, thanks for representing.
Trove, trove, trove. but thank you. I'll talk to you all soon. If not, then I'll see you on Thursday.
All right,
All
see you
right.
then.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right.